With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. The Yogo Fire in the Little Belt Mountains of central Montana has forced the evacuation of an undisclosed number of recreational cabins in the Yogo Creek area. The fire burning in the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forest has exploded to 2,900 acres since its discovery Saturday afternoon, pushed by strong winds, dry fuel, and steep slopes. Chiara Cipriano, Public Information Officer for the Helena, Lewis, and Clark National Forests, says so far no structures have been destroyed. The Yogo Fire is showing active fire behavior with torching, short crown runs, and spotting. Winds have pushed the line 4 to 5 miles to the east and near the confluence of Yogo Creek and Skunk Gulch. Every county in Montana has now reported a case of COVID-19. A woman in her 50s contracting the virus became Petroleum County's first reported case since the start of the pandemic. The state health department reported 212 new cases today. That means more than 5,000 people in the state are now sick with the virus. According to data analysis from NPR, Montana is in the top 5 states for daily new cases per 100,000 people over the last week. Yellowstone National Park officials say 16 employees tested positive for COVID-19 in September, marking a significant uptick in cases. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the number of positive cases in September quadrupled from the number reported between May 18th and August 30th. During that time, 4 park employees and 1 contractor tested positive for the virus and have since recovered. Testing ramped up significantly in September. Health officials in Montana's most populated county established coronavirus case trigger points today that, if surpassed, would cap group gatherings and limit the number of people in bars, restaurants, casinos, and places of worship. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports it's part of an effort to slow the virus's spread.
Yellowstone County Health Officer John Felton Monday said hospitals and case investigators can't keep up with the county's daily average of 36 new cases per 100,000 people. If that average bumps up to 40 by the end of October, bars, restaurants, casinos, and places of worship must drop to 25% capacity and close by 10 p.m. for the month of November. Gatherings would be limited to 25 people.
Quite frankly, we want to give people a chance to prove that they care enough about our community to take these measures and slow this down.
If the infection rate per 100,000 people exceeds 50 before the end of the month, Felton said the health order will go into effect immediately. Yellowstone County is currently under a statewide order that caps business capacity at 75%. Felton said the possible local health order was crafted with input from local medical experts and billings to hospitals. He said the surge of cases in September and October has led to hospitals running out of beds. Contact tracing investigations lag up to 3 days behind positive test results.
On average, someone lost their mother, their father, their sister, their brother, their grandmother, or their grandfather every 32 hours in September. Every 32 hours for an entire month.
He said September was a record-breaking month.
Yellowstone County recorded the highest number of new COVID-19 cases, the highest number of COVID-19 patients hospitalized in Billings, and 22 COVID-19-related deaths.
Felton said these trends are not slowing down in October. The county passed a disturbing milestone last week, more than 1,000 active COVID-19 infections. On Monday, nearly 100 people with COVID-19 were hospitalized in Yellowstone County, 28 of whom were in the intensive care units and 19 people on ventilators. Rachel Kramer, YPR News.
Montana's governor is asking a judge to block 3 sweeping land use plans that would open most U.S.-owned lands in the state to energy development. The move comes after the Trump administration's public lands boss, William Perry Penley, was removed by a court after being in the post for more than a year without Senate confirmation. Democratic Governor Steve Bullock told the Associated Press Monday that all actions undertaken during Penley's 424-day tenure are subject to legal challenge. The agency oversees almost 250 million acres of land, primarily in the U.S. West. Montana gubernatorial candidates Republican Greg Gianforte and Democrat Mike Cooney focused on their approaches to the economy and their responses to the coronavirus pandemic in their first debate Saturday evening. Gianforte is endorsed by President Donald Trump and is trying to become the state's first Republican governor in 16 years. He faces current Lieutenant Governor Cooney, who is vying for the seat after a long career in state government. Ballots will be mailed to most registered Montana voters starting this week. Federal wildlife officials are asking for information on 2 grizzly bears killed in northwest Montana this year. Aaron Bolton reports.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is digging into the deaths of two grizzly bears on or near the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. The first bear is thought to have been killed back in May. According to a press release, the bear was wearing a GPS collar, which appears to have been cut off and dumped in a separate location. A second grizzly appears to have been killed by a car on Highway 2 near East Glacier Park Village on September 13th. Federal officials say a carcass inspection by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks suggests that some claws were removed from the body. Grizzlies in the lower 48 are considered threatened under the Endangered Species Act. Killing or possessing any body parts from a grizzly is illegal. Federal officials are offering rewards in both cases. Anyone with information can call 406-761-2286 or email lawenforcement@fws.gov. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
This is MTPR.